Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this Monday, October 6th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. A big shout out to our friends over at Crockett Septic sponsoring this show for us. We greatly appreciate them. And want to send a big thank you to the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Competition. They've been great getting helping us out, work with our producer, Laura, and stuff, and getting all these amazing guests on and talking to you all. And we've got some great contestants in with us today. We have Madison, Madison and Devin with us. We'll be talking to them in a moment, but I actually want to start off with Ruby Marty, our former Wisconsin Rapids teen and current volunteer. And Ruby, how you been?
I've been doing well. How about you?
Doing great. I have to say, and you would think I'd be used to this in almost 10 years of doing this and these great interviews and getting to talk to our pageant winners and stuff, but it always surprises me. Ruby, when Ruby first came in here, was a little bit like you guys, just a little more just kind of a little hesitant almost, but excited. Now she just strolls in here like it's nothing, like, hey, we're on the air, okay, let's go ahead and talk. Just natural, just already organically grown into the job. You're doing a great job, Ruby, and
Thank you so much.
I've heard really good things throughout the summer and different stuff you were up to. What have you been up to?
So, yeah, at June, I competed at state again as Miss River City's teen this year. Last year, I was Northern Lights, and the year before, Miss Wisconsin Rapids. But this year, I ended up placing as the first runner-up to our new Miss Wisconsin's teen, Natalie Pop, which was just thrilling. I was so excited for just making that big of an accomplishment. I had a ton of prep put in this year, honestly, and so being able to pay off was really exciting for myself. And then since state and since summer, I've been working a lot on my CSI and just expanding that more. One of the biggest things that I've been able to do since state is I've become a marketing intern for the LENA program, which is a 10-week program that works to inform parents on the importance of talking with kids and just simply interacting with them right after birth. And so with that, I've been able to start working on some posts that are going to be going out on the LENA pages and my social media pages that are just really going to help inform parents on the great program that LENA is and all it has to offer, considering it's free for first-time families. And I think it's a really great organization to be working with. But then also on Sundays, I've had the chance to work with the Miss Wisconsin Rapids organization and help at those workshops. I get to help Meg, the teen director, with opening number and fitness. And that just really is a full circle moment for me, considering I was in their shoes not too long ago, and to be able to help other girls just kind of grow over these weeks from September into October into the actual competition. And what I think is really cool about Miss Wisconsin Rapids organization is that each girl is able to kind of have those workshops leading up to the competition. Not every local has that. So for me, being a little eighth grader when I competed and won the title of Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen, having those workshops really helped me grow into like the confident person I am today and feel comfortable walking into my interview on stage that day. And I think once you're talking to them, they would probably agree that the workshops are very helpful into helping each girl be their best possible self in the Miss America organization.
Ruby, as a reminder to the audience, what was your CSI again, your community service initiative?
Yes, so mine is entitled Silence is Not Golden, Early Language Matters, and it's all about the importance of talking with your kids, communicating with them, and just interacting with them from right after birth.
Mm-hmm. It was a great one. I appreciated that, and I don't know that I've heard many people before or since really with that as a CSI, and I think it's a great one, and great to hear that you've been able to take that ball and run with it and find
right.
other people to be able to add to that cause for you.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Have you had anything, and boy, I can't imagine, I'm not going to put you on the spot and say your favorite thing you did, but anything that you've been up to in the last year that really stands out to you that you were like, oh, this was fun. I like that. It's a tough one. I got to ask the hard-hitting questions on this one.
Not sure if I can think of one in specifics.
Yeah.
Miss Wisconsin Week as a whole is always a blast. Mm-hmm. So this year especially, I was able to connect with a lot of the new girls and help make them feel welcome at state, which was really fun. There were, I bet, like 80 to 90% of the people there were brand new competitors at state, which is really great to see and great to see the growth. So definitely one of my favorite parts about my year so far. But then also helping at those workshops, I've really loved to see each girl grow because this organization has been life-changing for me, and it's great to see it do the same for other women.
Very cool and very well done as always on the air here, Ruby. I appreciate you. Thanks a lot for everything you put into our community. I'll have one last question for you before we wrap up, but
yeah.
Do want to get to know the other ladies that are with us today, and I'd like you to give us your name and your grade and where what you'll be competing in, just to introduce yourselves so we can have the audience put a voice to the name. I'll start at the end here.
So I am Madison Graff, and I'm a Miss Contestant. I go to school at Mid-State Technical College. And my CSI is Look Local First, which is supporting small businesses.
Oh, very cool. Madison, we'll get more into that CSI in a bit. Thank you for being here.
My name is Devin Carter. I'm a freshman at Lincoln High School, and my CSI is Move Your Body, Transform Your Life.
Awesome one. A great choice, Devin. And thank you again for being here. It's good to see you again. Appreciate the time. And I'll ask you guys just a couple of random questions here. Like, why enter the pageant? What made you want to do this, Addison?
So I was a Cranberry Cutie, which was formerly the Princess program. And so I watched a lot of girls win and walk away with the title. And so that was always just a dream of mine. And then I competed twice as a teen. And now this is my second year as a Miss.
And Devin?
Going off of what Madison said, I also was a part of the Cranberry Cutie program. And I loved looking up to the older girls and seeing them get to win the stuff. And I always wanted to be a part of it as well.
Madison, what are some of the benefits you've found of being a part of the pageant?
I've learned a ton of interview skills, how to talk in public, and along with walking away with hundreds of scholarship dollars to go towards my education.
And Devin?
It overall creates a lot of new friends and many people skills, because with all of the mock interviews and practices, it's helped me become a lot better at speech.
And as far as the talent portion, what will you be doing for the talent portion, Madison?
I will be tap dancing to Texas Hold'em by Beyonce.
Nice. Good choice. Oh, that's going to be a fun one to tap to, I bet, too. Oh, nice.
I will be performing a hip-hop dance from a mix of songs from an old movie series called Step Up.
Oh, man. Oh, you guys, great choices, you two. Those are both awesome. I'm a big fan of dance, so I love that. And I know how much, especially with competitions like these, dance goes over so well. Good choices. Very good choices, you two. Now, you did mention your community service initiative. Could you give that to us one more time and why you chose that?
So my community service initiative is Look Local First, which is supporting small businesses. So it is about going out and promoting the small businesses in the Wisconsin Rapids area, along with supporting them and really giving back to them.
My CSI is Move Your Body, Transform Your Life, which addresses the physical and mental benefits of keeping active, because it's really important in our youth and any ages to keep our body healthy by staying active.
For each of you with these CSIs, was there something or a reason behind why you chose them in particular? There's a lot of things out there that I know can bring our attention and pull out our heartstrings. For Madison, was there a reason why you chose this one?
I chose it because I love shopping and really going out and supporting your local businesses in the Wisconsin Rapids area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said.
I chose it because when I grew up, I was always in sports, and I've always known the importance of what it takes to keep your body physically and mentally ready, and it's just grown on me and become really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for that, Devin. Thank you. And as far as things you're looking forward to about the competition, is there anything, one thing in particular, or you don't have to say just one thing, but is there something about the competition you're looking forward to, Madison?
So I always love Tech Week when we're all together, but on competition day, I love performing my talent.
Mm-hmm. Devin?
I love Closet Day, where you get to go get all your outfits, but talent is definitely my favorite portion, because it's when you get to express the part that you love.
Right on. Very cool. And Ruby, I'll bring you in for this final question here and everything, because I'd like to, if there are any kids out there listening and they would like to be a part of the pageant, or they've thought about it maybe and they just haven't made take the jump yet or whatever, what would you say to somebody to encourage them to be a part of the pageant? And I'll start with you, Madison.
I think you should just do it. Get out of your comfort, and we'll help you through every step of the way, whether that's picking out dresses or interview or picking out your CSI. We will help you every step of the way.
And Devin?
It really just helps you put yourself out there and is a really rewarding experience where you can meet many new friends and get a lot of new opportunities that you might not have had before.
Very cool. Very well said by both of you. Thank you. And Ruby?
Kind of like Madison said, just go for it. I know when I joined, like, I'm a very outgoing person, so it was something right up my alley. I knew I wanted to do it right when I heard a team program was being added. But if you're not like that and you're looking to grow those interview skills, or even just have the slightest hunch to compete, just go for it, because there's so many things you can get out of this experience. I've earned over $5,000 in scholarships as just a junior in high school, and have had the chance to go and compete at state and meet so many other title holders from across the state, grow so many other friendships. And if the reason is because of wardrobe or you're not sure if you're going to have the interview skills, the Rapids organization is so great for that because, let me just tell you, the teen directors, and I'm sure the misdirectors as well, have a huge pageant closet that the girls are able to borrow stuff from for competition. You do not have to worry. They're going to get you more than enough stuff. So they're always making sure you feel prepared in the Miss Wisconsin Rapids organization. And those mock interviews, we had one last night. All of the girls actually were coming out very happy, I think, with how they did. Some were nervous, but afterwards it gave them a really good idea of what to expect. And so if you're thinking about competing, just do it, because there's so many people and so many volunteers especially who are ready to reach out and help you succeed.
Very well said, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Ruby. I think that especially one of the bigger things that was eye-opening to me about not knowing anything about pageants or anything going into this topic years ago was the idea that, no, this is for everybody. As a kid, I would have thought, oh, well, you had to have some certain amount of money to be able to do something like this or whatever, and that's never been the case, especially with our Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant and the pageant's a part of that. If you want to be a part of this, they'll have you. The end of story. They'll make it work and encourage you to do that, especially because the years and years of doing this, one of the main things that come out of this to me, I never get tired of, is the fellowship, the way that you guys just end up supporting each other, the friendships that are made, and certainly the confidence that is built from doing something like this. You guys are going to go on to do amazing things, whatever you end up doing. And while we may not know exactly what you might do, we're going to know that you're going to want some confidence with it. And you built some of that confidence with this, not only doing silly interviews and answering my silly questions and everything, but doing the pageant itself, being out there in the public like Ruby has done and everything. It's only going to make you stronger with that. And I really think it's one of the braver things a kid can do, being a part of this pageant and everything. I really do admire it. And I appreciate you all for being here. Thank you for the time. I want to wish you good luck. Break a leg out there. Have fun, okay?
Thank you.
Keep in mind, the Miss and Teen competitions for Miss Wisconsin Rapids will be taking place October 25th over at the Performing Arts Center. Encourage you to get your tickets and find out more at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and cheer on these amazing kids. And we'll have more contestants joining us right here on the Rapids Report, WFHR.